17-year-old Taylor Christie was coming home to Matthews after a year in a locked treatment facility and then in a therapeutic foster home. And her mother, Barbara, was worried.
She has all this anger pent up, and when it erupts to me.
Taylor's been diagnosed with a variety of mental health conditions, including a mood disorder and oppositional defiance disorder. Taylor's therapist had recommended intensive in-home treatment, where counselors visit the family a few times a week.
That would be the next step when she came home from therapeutic foster care.
Mecklink denied the request.
If we had had it, I mean, I think we'd be in a different place.
Soon, Taylor began having violent episodes again. She hits and bites her brother and mother. During one episode about 3 weeks ago, Christie had to call the cops. They arrested Taylor, but Christie blames the lack of care and not her daughter.
She's not a bad person. She doesn't need to be in jail. She just needs the services that she needs.
Taylor's back home with her mother, although with charges against her. But county health providers say Taylor's story has become alarmingly common since Mecklink began overseeing Medicaid funds in March. Mark Brown is the owner of Melange Health Solutions, Christie's mental health provider for about a decade. He says since Mecklink took over, more than half of his clients' requests have been rejected, and crisis calls have increased 50%.
We thought it was just you had new staff who hadn't done this before, but when this continues for now 3 or 4 months, you understand it's not a learning curve. It seems to be a strategy.
And the strategy is to do what?
Well, you know, the strategy seems to be that there is a certain amount of approvals that just won't happen, regardless of whether or not the clients meet the criteria for services or not.
Other providers tell a similar story, putting their denial rate at 30 or 40%. Mecklink itself issued a report in June that showed the number of people receiving in-home intensive treatment, which Taylor Christie was denied, has been reduced from about 1,500 people to 600. While providers blame Mecklink, Mecklink's chief financial officer, Ken O'Neill, blames the state for the cuts.
The rules changed, and Mecklink didn't change the rules. The state changed the rules.
Providers used to bill Medicaid directly. There were very few denials, and costs were high. To control those costs, lawmakers put regional organizations like Mecklink in charge of managing care. The state estimates what it thinks the county should be spending and then gives the money up front, over $200 million in Mecklink's case. That amount is still a 10% cut from last year's costs, so agencies have to cut expenses to live within those means. O'Neill says the providers who are complaining haven't adjusted to the new system.
If there's an expectation on the part of the provider that is business as usual, that they can have everything they want, not necessarily everything they need, in the same fashion that they've had in the past, it's a false expectation.
O'Neill says expensive programs like intensive in-home treatment are overused, and there are cheaper alternatives. That's why denials are up. Nicole Emanuel is a partner at the law firm Williams Mullen in Raleigh, where she focuses on Medicaid law. And she says this clash between providers and managed care organizations, or MCOs, is happening all over North Carolina because the system makes it profitable to deny patients care.
Their incentive as an MCO is to not authorize services, especially very expensive services, because if they don't authorize services, then they have extra profit.
And when it comes to Mecklink, the stakes are high. Mecklenburg is the only county to start its own MCO. The county's poured over $7 million into the agency and waged high-profile fights with the state to keep it in service. But at a July meeting of the county commission, O'Neill revealed that Mecklink is on tenuous financial footing. It ran a deficit in May and June at a rate that would put it out of business in less than a year. O'Neill says the agency had a better July. And he also says those deficits prove Mecklink isn't sacrificing care for profit.
If we were withholding services, if we were paying a disproportionately lower amount, we would be reporting to the Board of County Commissioners that our disbursements were way lower than what we were actually being paid. And I can assure you that what we're paying presently is very close to what we're actually being paid.
But providers say that Mecklink has denied requests at a higher rate than any of the other regional organizations they work with. It's hard to say who's right, and that's because of something else the state changed. Once MCOs took over, North Carolina stopped tracking what care patients are receiving. A health official said the database just goes blank. That means the state doesn't know how many North Carolinians received services, what those services were, or what was denied. It can compare MCOs' financials, but not patients' care. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.